Hi everybody, it's Carolina Wolfie. I'm at our house. I'm using Dave's iPad. Okay, let me see what I can tell you guys. I know there's been, you know, some updating on Twitter. The emergency room experience, while they were very thorough, it was not a pleasant thing to have to go through. But they got what they needed to do. They admitted him last night. He probably didn't get to his room till around 1 a.m. this morning. I guess that was redundant. I did come home and pretended to sleep. I went back this morning. Had some bumps to go through this morning. They had to do a CT scan on him, which they did get done, but then his pain spiked way up after it. They had to get some pain meds on board for him, and it was not a fun thing. They took him down out of his room to pre-op a little after 12. Surgery didn't start until after 2. I was able to sit with him in the pre-op room until the anesthesiologist and the anesthetist came. They took him to surgery. I went into the, you know, waiting room for the surgical people. The team there was really fabulous to me. If I start to cry, you guys, it's just because I'm so tired. And I apologize. Anyway, they have a pager system. Some of you might be familiar with it, and they'll give the family a pager, and they put little updates on it and call you to the desk, and they're like, okay, that's not going to work for you. What's your cell phone number? We're going to just call you with updates. So they did that, and then one of the young ladies that was working at the desk had come to check if I wanted anything to eat, and she brought me food, and she said, I'm not going to bother calling you. I'm just going to come out and tell you when we need you, because it's more personal for you, and you'll know who you're talking to. And so they had told me, you know, what time they thought surgery started, and then I think around about 20 after 3 or 3:30, they came and told me the doctor had come out, and it was much earlier, honestly, than I expected, and I was so scared. And the lady that was helping me was like, it's okay, you'll be okay, it's okay, you know, and I thought, well, you know, that's what she's supposed to say. And we couldn't find one of the little rooms where you talk to the doctor where there was no one in it. But we finally did, and he came out, and I said, please tell me you don't have anything scary to say. And he said, I have nothing but good things for you. And there was, what they had told us previously was there was something on his spinal column, L3, L4, which is almost as low as you can get in your spinal column, and that it had to be removed because it was pressing in on his nerves, and that was what was causing all his pain and weakness. And so he said they found a cyst there, which they sent to pathology, though the doc said he wasn't at all concerned that it was something malignant. They think it's benign, but they have to send it to pathology because it was there. And there also was something called disc migration, which I think means that his, like, almost like a disc slid out of where it was supposed to be. They've uncompressed the nerves by removing that that cyst. They told me he did really well, you know, in surgery. And then they took me back to the waiting room, and then the anesthetist who had actually helped me find my way out there, who was a super guy. He came back and talked to me, and they don't usually do that. And the young lady came and got me and said, "We're taking you back to see him." And so we went back to the post-op recovery room, and he was pretty, you know, dopey, as he should be, but not in any significant pain that made him uncomfortable and scream and writhe around like he had been doing. And so after they were confident that he was doing okay coming out of anesthetic, they took us up to his room, and he's there, and the doc was not going to be in. So Dave wanted me to come home because he knew I didn't sleep last night, and so I'm here now. And I want to thank every single one of you who texted, messaged, tweeted, thought about us, you know, said I'm sick of hearing about you, whatever thoughts you had. They meant a lot to both of us. And we're all very hopeful that he'll be better soon. So, you know, retweet this if anybody wants to. I'll try to find it in my tweet stream and retweet it off my Carolina Wolfie account too. But thank you everyone so much, and I'll try again to update you at some point tomorrow if I can. And so for now, that's pretty much all I have to tell you. Everybody have a good night, and stay safe, okay? All right, bye.